Bird Note presents. You're listening to Sound Escapes. I'm Gordon Hempton, the sound tracker. In this episode, we'll listen to the sounds of Mark Twain's Limpid Brook. By modern standards, Mark Twain was really a switched-on listener. He brilliantly would use sound in the crafting of his novels. Birds would sing at the right time of day and in the right situations. He would use thunderstorms to mark the locations of Jim and Huck's journey down the Mississippi. I came across one passage in his autobiography. It was at his Uncle Quarles' farm outside the small town of Florida, Missouri. Down a piece, abreast the house, stood a little log cabin against the rail fence. And there the woody hill fell sharply away past the barns, the corn crib, the stables, and the tobacco curing house to a limpid brook which sang over its gravelly bed. And yonder, in the deep shade of overhanging foliage and vines, a divine place for waiting. Sonically, we have the interplay between the brook itself and the bird song, and it's really an uplifting experience. Let's listen. You've been listening to the sound of the Limpid Brook from Mark Twain's childhood. Sound Escapes is produced by Mark Bramhill and John Kessler. Ashley Ahern is our editor. Be sure to check out our website, birdnote.org, to see photos. This podcast is made possible by Jim and Berta Falconer of Seattle. In our next and final episode, we explore our common home with all of life, Earth, our solar-powered jukebox. I'm Gordon Hempton. I hope you'll join me.